The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston High has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the C16 Sub-District Basketball Tournament Finals here at Aurora High School. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us on the Breeze, as will be the end of the season, either for Grand Island Central Catholic or for Adams Central. These are the two teams everybody anticipated would be in the Sub-District Final. Adams Central rated in the top 10 most of the season. In fact, they're rated number 9, according to the Omaha World Herald, and they're rated a little bit differently in a couple of other services and have been playing very good ball as of late. Meanwhile, for Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 2 seed here in the sub-district, they've been having a very solid season as well. And for the Crusaders, you know, they play a very tough schedule. They've been able to stay a little bit above 500 throughout the course of that year. And again, they're going to go about as far as Riley Shoemaker and Johanna Gaifon are going to be able to take them, as they're a couple of outstanding offensive players that play either in the post position or just outside in that perimeter. And for Adams Central, their job is to shut down those two guys and try to get the rest of the Crusaders to beat them. For Adams Central, they can kind of do it by committee. It doesn't really matter who it is. The other night, they had 11 guys in the books, none of them in double figures, and so they had very balanced scoring in their first round win against Central City the other night before the snowstorm hit. So it'll be Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. Neither one of these two teams really can expect to get a wild card. In fact, mathematically, Grand Island Central Catholic is out of it. Everything would absolutely perfectly have to happen their way for Adams Central to hope to have a wild card. So they're thinking they control their own destiny, and they're absolutely right about that, as it'll be the Patriots and the Crusaders here in the C16 Sub-District Tournament Finals. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, this is the second time these two teams have gotten together. They hooked up back in January 19th at Adams Central, and it was Adams Central with a comfortable win over GICC by a score of 47-27. We'll begin our starting lineups by taking a look at the lineup here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders come in now with a record of 13-11. On the season, and their starters are these. Phoenix Stevenson is a 5'11 junior. Brady Brokaw, a 5'8 sophomore. Brett Weens is 6 foot tall, also a sophomore. And one of the leading scorers here for the Crusaders will be Riley Shoemaker. He is 6'1 and the lone senior starter. And Johanna Gaifan is a 6'4 sophomore for head coach Bill Gabers. The assistant coaches are Rob Misick, Tino Martinez, Nick Stoddard, Jason Zaleski, and CJ Killen. For the Adams Central Patriots, their starters are Zach Fowler, a 5'10 senior. He'll start with Tyler Kierkegaard. He is 6'3, also a senior. Blake Overmiller, 6'3 senior. Jesse Ackerman, 6'3 and a senior. And Matthew Brown, 6'3 and a senior. For head coach Zach Foster, the assistant coaches are Zeb Noy, Tom Schlechta, Rick Rath, Cody Cahill, Justin Miller, and John Wheeler. And again, kind of a contrast in lineups here a little bit. Adams Central a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and they are a lot more mature, as they'll start 5 seniors compared to 1 here for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. So we're going to actually have the starters announced here between Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a real quick 30-second timeout, and we'll continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Aurora High School. Well, actually, we're not technically at the high school. The sports center here at Aurora High School, as it's actually connected on to their middle school, elementary school, the Aurora Sports Complex, to be precise about it. Adams Central, they will be the home team. They've earned that right by having the better record and the better playoff standing. As, again, they come in with a record of 19-5 on the year and have played pretty good ball down the stretch. It's, you know, look at it, it's a win one, a lose one, a win one, a lose one for a little while there. But they played Kearney Catholic down to the stretch in the conference finals. They lost by 4 at Ravenna, and that's no embarrassment to anybody. And then they had dramatic wins against Hastings St. Cecilia. And again, another win at Kearney Catholic. And so they've been playing pretty strong ball down the stretch here, has Adams Central, and obviously a team that's 13-11 like Grand Island Central Catholic. You take a look at their record, it is going to be up and down throughout the course of the year. We're going to tip it off when we come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here to Aurora High School. As you heard, we're just wrapping up the national anthem, and Adams Central, they real quick have a nice little huddle. The five starters for Grand Island Central Catholic don't return to the bench. They stay off to the side, and they kind of get themselves pumped up here a little bit. And Dan Halen isn't going to hurt in the background either as we're getting all set to jump this one off here. Again, Adams Central, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in their home white uniforms, and Central Catholic will be in their road dark blue uniforms with that kind of Carolina blue numbers, letters, and trim. Here, jumping for Adams Central is going to be Brokaw. Brokaw will go up against, for Grand Island Central Catholic, they're going to be going up against Riley Shoemaker. And we're just about ready to get things underway, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Grand Island Central Catholic. So here come the Crusaders. First possession of the ball game, and they'll kick it off on the right wing here for Shoemaker. Shoemaker's going to work it around the perimeter. Adams Central going man-to-man. They're fired in the corner, a three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by Blake Overmiller. So Overmiller kicks it in the offensive zone. Ackerman lost the ball, gets it back, kicks now into the corner. And Adams Central's had a couple of passes, haven't handled either one of them real well. And now Matthew Brown driving on that baseline, slid to a stop. So they'll turn it over. Adams Central just not taking real great care of the basketball as they're kind of looking around instead of watching the ball all the way in. Maybe just a little bit of early nerves here. In any event, they're back on the defense. And GICC is on the dribble to get it to Guyfan. Guyfan will give it off here for Ackerman. I assume Ackerman will pick him up defensively. Now he's going to hand it off here for Shoemaker. Shoemaker was trapped momentarily in the quarter. And they'll get it top of the circle here for Brokaw. And Brokaw is going to direct traffic. There is nobody lower than the free throw line here as they got them all spread out from one sideline to the other. Guy Fawn has it top of the circle. Pretty good coverage being put on him there by Ackerman. And not much happening here. As, again, the Adams Central bench, you can hear him applauding the defensive effort here as there's no way to pass the basketball. Stevenson gets it inside for Shoemaker now. Shoemaker's shot is no good. Guy Fawn comes down with a rebound, and then there's going to be a hold. He came up with it, and then there was kind of some hand-to-hand combat trying to come up with a loose ball after that. So that's going to be a foul whistle here on the Patriots. That is going to be their first foul of the ball game. And it's the first personal foul on Kierkegaard. On the inbounds, kick into the corner. Three-pointer by Brokaw. It's no good. And rebounded on the far side over there by Ackerman as the shot was a little bit long. Ackerman will give it to Fowler. And Fowler is going to set things up here after he dribbles across the big letter A here at midcourt at Aurora. He'll fake one way, pass to the other. That's Brown. Now the skip pass back out to Fowler. Fowler throws it on the inside. It's loose, rolling in the hands of Kierkegaard. His jumper on the baseline rolls out the front of the rim and in. Baseline jumper hit the front part of the rim from the baseline perspective, and it trickled over the top. Those are the first 2 points of the ball game. Again, these two teams got together in mid-January, a game that was really dominated by Grand Island, Adams Central, 47-27. Brokaw works it in to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn lost the basketball, and it rolls all the way out to Stevenson. A bit of a break here as Grand Island Central Catholic maintains the possession. Off of a screen, they kick it left side, and Shoemaker's jumper is no good. Rebounded by Matthew Brown. On the run, pass up ahead, bucket and a foul. Wow, what a great cut to the rack by Jesse Ackerman. He got the pass from Overmiller from about 30 feet away and hit him right in stride. Just kind of threw it in that little window he could throw it in, and he gets the bucket and the foul by Guy Fawn. And that's going to be the first on Johanna. So 4-0 here, Adams Central, 5:40 to go here, quarter number one, and the Patriots are going to try to add on to that lead. Ackerman bends the knees, fires the free throw, it's back the iron and no good, and the Crusaders pull down the rebound. Snagging the bound there was Weens, and Weens in trouble, had it tied up, and it's ripped out of there. Coming away with a steal is going to be Marcus Brown, and now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kick out here for Kierkegaard. He fires a three, and he hits the three. And timeout, Crusaders. After having the ball stolen away, Adams Central throws in the three, and they lead it 7-0, 5:24 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Marcus Brown just says, give me that. Ripped it away from the Crusader, and then they were able to kick it around, and Kierkegaard hits the three-pointer, and it's 7-0. Adams Central with the lead here, forcing GICC to call the timeout. On the inbounds, it's deflected, and Adams Central tries to save it on the far sideline. Overmiller knocked it out of bounds, and so the Crusaders will now inbound it at the end of their bench. And again, Adams Central trying to go full court pressure here. And they pressure the inbounds, but now everybody kind of cycles through. With the dribble is Weens. Weens is able to kick it up ahead here. Brokaw is on the dribble near midcourt, brings it across the timeline, picked up there by Overmiller. 5 second count going on, and Overmiller makes the steal. And now he'll have to outlet it to somebody. Just didn't have anywhere to throw the ball to, but two straight possessions here where Grand Island Central Catholic had the ball stolen away. So here on the left side is Overmiller. He's going to watch everybody cycle through. He'll kick on the right wing, right back out here for Overmiller. Overmiller in the lane, and he didn't take very good care of it as it's taken away there by Brady Brokaw. Nice play there by Brokaw as he stepped in the passing lane and just knocked down the pass. On the dribble, backing in and using up the dribble is Shoemaker, so they'll kick it back around the perimeter. And again, Crusaders have not been able to really enter the ball inside Guy Fawn as much as I think they want to, as Adams Central is really collapsing in on him. Dribble on that left side. Guy Fawn has it. Guy Fawn dribbles in the lane. There's some contact, and they call a charge. Guyfon trying to create a little bit of space, knocked over Jesse Ackerman, and that they're going to give the call to Ackerman. That'll be the second foul of the game here on Guyfon, and so he's in a little bit of foul trouble, but he's going to stay out there, I believe. No, they're making a substitution. Now coming in is going to be Jackson Buck. That was a good call. A lot of times the big man gets the benefit of that, but that was great work by Ackerman to get good position and move his feet. And he basically jump-stomped to get in front of Guyfon, and Guyfon created a little bit of space by running into him. That was nice defense and a nice call. Skip pass on the left wing. Now some penetration here by Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard shot no good, and the rebound by Shoemaker, and then Shoemaker gets tangled up with Kierkegaard down there. It's going to be a foul on Kierkegaard. I believe it's going to be on him, and if that's the case, that's going to be his second personal foul. Yep, it is. So two on Kierkegaard, and now two on Guyfon. So each one of the two teams has a starter with a couple of early fouls as we played just a little bit over 4 minutes of quarter number one. 7-0, Adams Central with the lead, Grand Island Central Catholic with the basketball. Fowler uses up his dribble. Pretty good pressure put on there by Overmiller. He gets it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker across the timeline, double team, and he's on the ground coming up with it and is able to pass the ball back out for Weens. Nearly stolen away, but Weens right place, right time, and Shoemaker stayed with the play. And Shoemaker now has it back on that left side. He's going to direct traffic. Gets it down top of the circle. Shoemaker gave it away, and now on that left wing with it is Weens, and Weens hit on the arm, and that's going to be a foul on the Patriots. That's now going to be four fouls as a team against Adams Central. And coming in here for Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be Trevor Holland. The foul on Overmiller is his first. And check that, that's only his third. The team's third. Shoemaker gets the inbounds on the baseline. Brown staying strong and staying tall. Puts up a barrier to shoot over the top of. The shot's missed. Tracking it down in the corner is going to be Marcus Brown. Marcus Brown will kick it up ahead here for Overmiller. Overmiller is going to penetrate, kick it to the elbow. Back out here for Marcus Brown, and now directing traffic is going to be Jake Fowler. Fowler standing near midcourt. Will kick it now right side for Brown. A little bit of motion, a little bit of penetration now by Brown. He's going to kick it right back out here for Overmiller. And now the bounce pass back out for Fowler. And Fowler, about 6 feet behind the arc, his pass is deflected on the inside and stolen away by Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central turns it over. Again, nice job there defensively by the Crusaders, knocking down the pass intended to go in the lane. With the dribble here is Stevenson. Stevenson for Fowler. Around the perimeter we go with the pass. Heidelk has it. Harry Heidelk checked in a little bit ago. He uses a little bit of a screen, goes to the right side, and now is going to kick it off top of the circle. On the bounce here is going to be Stevenson. He'll give it on the baseline for Heidelk. Around the perimeter we go. A little penetration. Ball fake at the elbow by Weens, and he's just going to kick it right back out. Again, Grand Island Central Catholic being patient. Adams Central staying with it defensively. Nice entry pass inside for Shoemaker, and Shoemaker's going to score. Heidelk with a nice entry pass, and Shoemaker then hits the bucket. Quickly in transition, a drive and a foul on the way to the basket. Jake Fowler was penetrating there. He eventually dished it off. They called the foul well before there was a pass or an attempted shot. And Stevenson is going to be whistled for the hand check. Officials have let him play. They've done a nice job of setting a tone of what is and is not a foul. And they've done a nice job here in the early stages. 2:01 to go here, quarter number one. And Adams Central started the game on a 7-0 run. Now lead at 7-2. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. With the basketball is Brown off the inbounds. And he's just going to hand it off. And Overmiller is going to stand near the Husky logo and direct traffic. He'll kick it off right side for Ackerman. Ackerman gets it on the baseline here for Matthew Brown. Brown now backing in. He's going to kick it out. And well behind the arc is Ackerman. Ackerman puts it on his hip. Ask Coach Foster what he wants to do. They've set up the play. They'll kick it left wing here for Marcus Brown. Brown enters it inside for Matthew Brown, and Brown's shot is no good, and it wouldn't have counted anyway. They called him for a walk. He pivoted and must not have had that footing just quite right yet. So that'll be a third turnover here on Adams Central, four against Grand Island Central Catholic. Kick on the left wing. With it is Heidelk. Heidelk shut off there by Levi Cermak, who stopped in during the stoppage. And dribbling up is going to be Heidelk. Heidelk right back out for Brokaw. Brokaw top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line, and now he'll pass the ball off here for Trevor Holand. Holand kicks it back, and with a minute five, they'll reset the half-court offense. Brokaw on the baseline, gives it for Shoemaker. Shoemaker triple-teamed, missed the shot, rebound tipped around, and finally Matthew Brown comes up with it, and Matthew Brown will give it off for Overmiller, and Overmiller brings in the offensive zone, and a quick 30-second timeout here for Zach Foster and the Patriots. Adams Central with a 7-2 lead, 53.5 to go in the first quarter. Timeout Patriots. We'll be back right after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, welcome back here to The Breeze, 94.5. Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Coverage of Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. We'll have another game following this one from Aurora, as Sandy Creek will be going against Fillmore Central for a spot in the Class C1 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Fowler gets the inbounds here for Adams Central, and they'll kick it off here on the right wing for Ackerman. Ackerman kicks it right back out for Derek Shuck, who checked in a little bit ago. A rare sub-district and district doubleheader. Really not that rare around the state because of the snowstorm. Overmiller on the left side gets a look at a three. It's a little bit off the mark and rebounded by Grand Island Central Catholic. Snagging the bound there is Shoemaker. And they'll just bring the ball in the offensive zone. Brokaw has his hands on it near the sideline next to Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And they'll just dribble out to near midcourt. 15 seconds left. They give it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker picked up defensively by Brown. They'll give it back out here for Stevenson. 10 seconds left. Stevenson still near midcourt. Overmiller with pretty good pressure on him, and he makes the steal. 4 seconds left. Overmiller will drive. Overmiller is fouled on his way to the basket, and he's going to shoot two with 1.8 to go. Another turnover by Grand Island Central Catholic, turning into a scoring opportunity here for Adams Central. That's one of the differences here. Adams Central has created 4 turnovers against Grand Island Central Catholic compared to only 3 for them, but I think every one of the Crusaders' turnovers have resulted in a steal or a scoring opportunity on the other end. Overmiller is going to go line, and he's going to shoot 2. The foul on Stevenson, by the way, is his 2nd. The free throw by Overmiller is good, and that will extend the lead here for Adams Central. They lead it 8-2 with 1.8 to go. And Adams Central is within an eyelash of holding Grand Island Central Catholic to only 2 points in the first quarter. The free throw is up and no good. Rebound tipped around. Crusaders come up with it at the buzzer, and that is going to do it for the first quarter. After 1 quarter, Adams Central 8, Grand Island Central Catholic 2. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Aurora. 1 quarter in the books, and Adams Central is on pace to score only 32 points in the ball game. But Grand Island Central Catholic on pace to score only 8. Both these two teams making their living with defense, and they're certainly flexing those defensive muscles here in the first quarter as Adams Central leads it after 1 quarter by an 8-2 mark. And Adams Central does go with their starters out here to start the second half. Fowler's gone on the right side. He's got to look at a 3. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. So for Adams Central, it's Fowler, Kierkegaard, Overmiller, Ackerman and Brown. Guy Fawn checks back out here for Grand Island Central Catholic. He started the second quarter. He's got a little bit of foul trouble, and he's out there with the rest of his starters. Stevenson, Brokaw, Ween, Shoemaker, and Guy Fawn. Bad pass stolen away by Overmiller. Another Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. And slowly here comes Fowler in the offensive zone. Fowler dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it down low for Brown. Brown ball fake in the lane. Now has to go out of the lane after kicking it out to Overmiller. Now they'll give it off on the left side. And they're looking inside for Brown, and they are sandwiching him between Shoemaker and Guy Fawn. And they'll kick it right back out here for Overmiller. Overmiller back out for Fowler. And again, Adams Central being very patient. Both these two teams being very patient offensively and playing great defense. Top of the key, here's Ackerman for three. No good. Offensive rebound by Kierkegaard. He's going to kick it off for Fowler. Fowler gives it off on the left side here for Ackerman. Ackerman could shoot just inside the three-point arc if he wanted to, but he's going to kick it out for Fowler, and Fowler standing near midcourt is going to direct traffic. They'll just flip the ball right back out here for Overmiller. Overmiller now, he's got it. Top of the key. He steps into a double team, kicks left side for Ackerman, back out here for Fowler, and Fowler being very patient, looking at this zone, gives it top of the circle here for Overmiller, and Overmiller took an extra step, and that is going to be now four turnovers on Adams Central. Well, first one to 20 might win this one. Both these two teams defensively are really putting the clamps on. And on the inbounds, it's going to be tipped and stolen away. Ackerman comes up with the steal, and he'll kick it, get it right back. They kicked it on the corner to Kierkegaard, and they work it back around. Fowler's got it now, and Fowler is going to reset the offense as Central right now. Just really kind of sagging away with a man-to-man. With the dribble is Fowler. Fowler gives it back to Ackerman. They don't play Fowler to shoot from out there, but he's going to shoot a three and back the iron and no good. Long rebound taken out there by Brady Brokaw. Brokaw picked up defensively by Kierkegaard to make sure they couldn't run with the basketball. And across the timeline with it is going to be Stevenson. Stevenson picked up man-to-man here by Overmiller. Contrasting styles in terms of how they're playing their man-to-mans. As Grand Island Central Catholic, for the most part, is really kind of sagging away and collapsing on the inside. And Adams Central is just right in your face. Shoemaker dribbles and will kick off on the left side here for Weens. Weens will get it off here for Stevenson. Stevenson to Guy Fawn at the elbow. Guy Fawn takes it all the way out to the top of the key. And we'll get it back out here for Stevenson. Stevenson back out, three, no good. And it's rebounded by Tyler Kierkegaard. So Kierkegaard passes up ahead. Running the floor is Brown. Brown up high to make the catch. Now he takes it off the glass and he'll score. Nice pass from near midcourt by Tyler Kierkegaard to get it down court to Brown. And Brown made a good catch. And now Guy Fawn will bring it across the timeline. He's used up his dribble and he'll get it off for Stevenson. Stevenson works through that double team. 8-point lead here for Adams Central, their largest lead of the game. And still dribbling is Brokaw. Brokaw gives it top of the circle here for Shoemaker. He'll fire a two. He had his foot on the line. And now Riley Shoemaker with 4 points in the ballgame. Driving in transition is Fowler. And Fowler runs into the defender, and they're going to call a block. You know, that's one of those that doesn't matter what you call. Half the people are going to be unhappy. Half the people are going to be okay. Shoemaker is called for the block there, saying he got there a little bit late, trying to stop Jake Fowler. And that'll be the first foul on Shoemaker. And toss in here for Kierkegaard. He'll get it off for Ackerman. Ackerman right back out here for Fowler. And they'll give it top of the circle for Overmiller. Overmiller just going to flip it off. Little jump stop to Marcus Brown. And Brown will kick it back out for Fowler. Fowler hands off here for Kierkegaard, who's got top of the key. Over for Overmiller. Overmiller. He's just going to give it right back out to Fowler, and we'll reset the offense here. 4:14 to go. Quarter number two, it's 10-4. And at the elbow is Ackerman. Ackerman gives it right back out for Fowler. Patriots have led throughout, and now they turn it over. They throw it inside, and it's off the mark and intercepted. So another turnover by the Patriots. Just an errant pass. Stevenson. Top of the circle, a little ball fake now by Shoemaker. Shoemaker, nice ball fake, but staying with him defensively there is Marcus Brown, so he'll have to kick it out. And they'll get it out here for Stevenson. Stevenson well behind the three-point arc, now gives it just inside the top of the key to Guy Fawn. He'll hand it off. Here's a three, and it's going to be going out of bounds. I think it was last touched by the Patriots. Yes, it was. It goes off the hands of Blake Overmiller. So it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball. And it's on the sideline. That's where it went out of bounds. So to toss it in here is Brett Weens. A little bit harder to score when you inbound it on the sideline. Guy Fawn will drive that sideline. His shot off the glass and good. He drew the body contact by Marcus Brown, and Brown's going to be whistled for the foul. Well, Guy Fawn and Brown have had a nice little contest a couple of times, as Guy Fawn now has a chance for a three-point play. He was called for a charge earlier. Both of them were pretty close calls, and I think the officials got both of them right. The free throw here by Guy Fawn is good, and it's now 10-7. 3:22 to go here before halftime. And Fowler will dribble across the big letter A here. He uses up his dribble, and they'll give it off on the right wing. Overmiller makes a one-handed catch. Now he's going to back out, give it to Fowler. Fowler, he's being overplayed, but now he's fouled, reaching in there trying to make the steal was Harry Heidelk, and Heidelk is going to be whistled for the foul. So Heidelk's first personal foul is now six as a team against Grand Island Central Catholic. And Guy Fawn is going to come out of the ballgame. Remember, he's got some foul trouble. He's got two fouls. Fowler gets the inbounds on the baseline, and he'll pull up about an 18-foot jumper there, and it's no good off the side of the rim, but off the hands of the Crusaders. Derek Shuck going to check back in here for Adams Central. Shuck did not play against Central City the other day, fighting a little bit of illness, but obviously back at it here, as he's going to inbound it to Kierkegaard. Back to Fowler, back to Shuck on that right side. Shuck's open for the three. Now he'll take it. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound by Marcus Brown. Brown off glass. Shot won't fall. And coming out with a rebound is going to be Heidelk here for Grand Island Central Catholic. He'll bring the offensive zone and just hand it right back out here for Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it left side. A lot of screening going on over there, but dribbling out of there is going to be Weens. And Weens will reset the half-court offense, giving it to Stevenson. Now top of the circle. That's going to be Heidelk. And Heidelk will hold it. Directing traffic as a kick at left side. Heidelk wants it back. With it right now is Stevenson. And now Heidelk, standing near midcourt, is going to direct traffic. He's picked up there by Fowler. And Fowler had the ball go off of his foot. I don't think they call it a kick. It doesn't matter. It went off of Fowler's foot and out of bounds. I think his foot was flat. It doesn't really change anything about where it's inbounded, as Grand Island Central Catholic is going to inbound it on their own baseline. They get it in for Weens, who kicks it back around the perimeter. And now with the basketball is going to be Heidelk. Heidelk between the circles, hands it off here for Stevenson. He's picked up defensively by Overmiller. Dribbling to Stevenson. And Stevenson almost threw that one away. Adam Central was there ready to make the steal, as Overmiller had him played pretty well. Now Overmiller's picking up the pressure on Stevenson. Stevenson on the dribble, kicks on the left side, and, well, he makes the pass about the same time that Jackson Buck was starting to cut to the basket, and so they throw it out of bounds. Seven turnovers for Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central has turned the ball over five times. 10-7, minute 40 to go here in quarter number two. Overmiller from the free throw line. Nice pass down low for Brown. Brown in the lane, a little one-handed jumper, no good. Jackson Buck pulls down the rebound. That wasn't a bad look at it there for Adams Central, but they just didn't get the shot to fall. And now in the offensive zone, going to be Stevenson. Stevenson picked up defensively by Kierkegaard, and they'll get it right back out here for Jackson Buck. The defensive intensity of this basketball game has been awfully good. Heidelk top of the circle, kicks it top for Shoemaker near midcourt. Staying with him is Matthew Brown. And on the left side, Stevenson. Back now right wing here for Weens. Weens looking on the inside. There's nothing happening there. So much ball pressure being put on. They pressure that ball. It's hard to make those passes on the inside. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Heidelk. He kicks into the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Tracking down the rebound here is going to be Derek Shuck. And then Shuck will give it up to Fowler. And Fowler is going to walk, and I do mean walk, across the timeline. Now with 30 seconds to go before halftime. Still has his dribble. And he's going to be able to milk the clock here a little bit and have Adams Central take the last shot of the first half. They lead it by a field goal at 10-7. 19 seconds to go here. Blake Overmiller getting some instructions from Zach Foster. Has the ball on his hip. Now he'll just pass it right side for Fowler. 9 seconds left. Fowler hands it off near midcourt to Overmiller. Overmiller on the right side has the dribble. Gives it off for Kierkegaard, who fires a three. It is short. 1 second left. Central Catholic rebounds the basketball at the buzzer and will head to the locker rooms in a defensive struggle here. Adams Central with a 10-7 lead at intermission. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check out this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore in West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Aurora High School, and we'll get you kind of updated on what's going on across the state in C1 girls basketball action. And we'll point out to you that we have a game tonight right here on the Breeze 94.5 as Sandy Creek will be taking on Fillmore Central. That game is scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. Originally, they were scheduled for 7 o'clock. Excuse me, it was originally scheduled for 8 o'clock when they had the snowstorm, but then they altered the schedule a little bit and all kind of put it all together. That's why we're playing at 5 o'clock now, and then we'll have the 7 o'clock game, which will be the girls' district game. So in Class C1, the District 1 final, we'll have Louisville taking on Lincoln Christian. That game will be tonight. In the second district game, it'll be Omaha Concordia taking on Wahoo. Again, that game will be tonight. Also tonight, as we mentioned, the C1-3 right here at Aurora. Fillmore Central will be taking on Sandy Creek. And then Winnebago will be taking on Norfolk Catholic tonight as well. Also tonight will be Gothenburg taking on Chatterin in the C1-6 district final. That game will be... check that. That game will actually be tomorrow. My apologies. Gothenburg and Chadron will be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Also tomorrow will be Kearney Catholic taking on Ainsworth with a trip to state on the line for both the Stars and for Ainsworth. Kearney Catholic probably has a wild card if they lose. They are number 2 in the state in terms of wild card points right now. And a team in the local area that's really watching all this with a lot of attention is Minden, as Minden hoping to get one of those 2 wild cards. And right now they're in pretty good shape, but they're probably going to be rooting for Fillmore Central in the hopes that Fillmore Central doesn't take one of those wild cards, just to make sure that Minden can get one of those. But right now Minden's in pretty good shape in terms of getting those wild cards. And, you know, things change because, you know, a loss here, a loss there. You go from being a Division II team to a Division III team and blah, 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 blah. It gets kind of complicated. You obviously want to take care of business yourself if you're Fillmore Central today as well. If Fillmore Central loses, their odds of getting a wild card are also pretty good, but they're certainly going to want to take care of business against Sandy Creek tonight. Again, that game will be right here on the Breeze, 94.5. And if you're Sandy Creek, you pretty much know you have to win, and you want to avenge those 3 losses that you've had to Fillmore Central through the course of the year. This is their 4th matchup of the season, so they're definitely wanting to kind of right the books here just a little bit. In Class C2 today, Palmyra will be taking on Sutton, UTAN versus David City Aquinas. Also today is Homer versus Crofton, St. Cecilia taking on Wood River. Again, that is on our sister station as well. That is scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. And then also today, St. Pat's will be taking on Bridgeport. There is also a C2 final tomorrow. North Bend Central will be taking on Lutheran High Northeast. So that's what's going on in Class C2 in terms of district finals in girls basketball. Also tonight in D1, a friend in Exeter Milligan, Silver Lake versus Palmer, Howells Dodge taking on Emerson Hubbard, St. Mary's versus Ansley Litchfield tonight, Alma taking on Arapahoe, and Sutherland will be taking on Crawford. All those games tonight in Class D1. In D2, and just double-checking, all these games are tonight as well. It's going to be Fall City Sacred Heart versus Deschler, Humphrey versus Lindsay Holy Family, Why Not versus Osmond, Giltner versus Axtell, Brady versus Juanita Palisade, and Sandhills Thedford will be taking on Sioux County. Again, all of those games in Class D2 tonight, all of them are district championship games. Winners advance. And then after that, they'll figure out who the two wild cards will be in each of those respective classes. And you'll have a pretty good idea. They won't be official until later, but you'll have a pretty good idea probably by about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning once all those scores are reported to the NSAA. They'll have a pretty good idea by first thing in the morning, but won't be official until they really double-check those numbers. The last thing they want to do is announce a team is in and then say, nope, my bad, another team is in there. So they'll check and double-check all those numbers, but they'll be making those brackets official by the end of the week. Obviously, the snowstorm has really changed things. I mean, obviously, you don't have to go any farther than look at what we're doing here today. Originally, Sandy Creek and Fillmore Central were scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. Obviously, the boys are kind of crashing the party a little bit here in the sub-district final between Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. That's why they're playing at 5, and then the girls' game. Now back to their original time of 7 o'clock. Originally, they were going to play at 8 o'clock once they kind of merged things, but they made that change yesterday to go to both 5 and 7 o'clock. So once again, here at halftime, Adams Central with the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're going to take a break here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the numbers here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. You get more for your dollar when you shop locally at Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's sporting goods department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, a whole lot more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why would you shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take another quick break, and it won't take us long to go through these numbers with our score being 10-7 at intermission. Adams Central with the lead, and we'll take a look at the numbers. We come back right after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons. Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic. Riley Shoemaker leading the way. He has 4 points at intermission. Johanna Gaffon has 3 points at the break. There's your 7 points right there. For Adams Central, they've led throughout. In fact, they've led as much as by 8 points here in the ballgame. And they're being led so far by Tyler Kierkegaard. He's got 5 points, all of those coming in the first quarter. And then you have 2 points from Matthew Brown, 2 points for Jesse Ackerman, and 1 point for Blake Overmiller. Adams Central led by as many as 8. They scored 7 points in a row at one point. They had the early 7-0 lead to start the ball game. But since that point, they just haven't scored a whole lot in the last 12 minutes of basketball. They're held only 2 points in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic had only 2 points in the first quarter, so each team has shut down the other quite extensively here in the first half, and we're at halftime with your score, 10-7, advantage of Adams Central. Get more for your dollar at your locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar, and they'll beat any competitor's ad and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally at Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings? We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the defenses are ruling the roost in this one so far. 10-7, Adams Central with the lead, but it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball to start the second half here. And the Crusaders are going to go with their regular starters, Stevenson, Brokaw, Weens, Shoemaker, and Guy Fawn. And the inbounds pass is stolen away. Over Miller with a steal, gets it over to Kierkegaard. And just like that, Adams Central pushes the lead right back out to 5. Again, their largest lead of the game was 8. And now their lead once again has 5. Across the timeline, Shoemaker, his outlet pass down court, knocked out of bounds by Overmiller. If Overmiller wasn't playing such good defense, he would have given up a layup to Brady Brokaw, as that was not a bad pass there by Shoemaker. On the inbounds, Guy Fawn has it stolen away. The steal by Overmiller. Overmiller, bounce pass, Fowler, layup, no good. Tip, rolling on the rim, no good, and it's out of bounds off the hands of Guy Fawn. So another turnover by Grand Island Central Catholic, another steal here by the Patriots, and the Pats will inbound it underneath their own basket. They'll kick it into the corner. Nope, they won't, because it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Phoenix Stevenson. They were trying to get Fowler in the corner. And again, to inbound the basketball here is going to be Overmiller. Overmiller watches everybody cycle through, gets it to Fowler. Fowler penetration, stopped at the elbow. Kicks it back out here for Ackerman, just inside the three-point arc. His jumper's no good, and rebounded by Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn gives it up ahead, and the kick it here left wing for Brokaw. Brokaw's going to direct traffic and give it off on the right side, and it's off the hands of Stevenson, out of bounds. Another Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. Unofficially, 9 turnovers for Grand Island Central Catholic. They have 7 points with 7:15 to go here in the third quarter. Some of those are forced by the defense. Some of them like that are just off the mark. Fowler to Overmiller. Bad pass, and Guy Fawn just steps in there, and he makes an easy steal. Guy Fawn, jump stop, leans in, shoots off glass, no good. Rebound, rolls into the hands of Kierkegaard, and then we've got stoppage, as I think we have a little bit of a blood rule. Yeah, Brokaw comes off. I think he got hit on the face and has a slight scratch on his face. So they stop the action here, and I think they blow the whistle again after they inbounded it, and I think they see some blood on the floor, so that's more than just a scratch. He might actually have a full-fledged bloody nose. They do find some blood on the floor, and they're wiping it up with the blood rule, so they're being very cautious. So 6:54 to go here, quarter number 3, and not only do we wipe up the blood, but we also have some of that fluid up there to kill any microbes that might be down there as well. So it is official. The floor here to Aurora will be cleaner than my car, no doubt about it. Don't forget, as we mentioned, we'll have another game for you here, a district final, as Sandy Creek, one of the premier women's teams, girls teams in the state, trying to make it back to the state basketball tournament where they have so much success over the years. And they're one win away from getting back. Fillmore Central will be the favorite, though. Fillmore Central so far has swept the series against Sandy Creek. But this is the big one. Backdoor cut. With it is Overmiller. Overmiller on the inside is pushed. Made the catch as he was going up. And they're going to call a foul. Nice little V cut there. Fowler had it top of the key and just snapped it in to Overmiller, who had that backdoor cut. And so he's going to shoot 2. And the foul is whistled on Shoemaker. So Shoemaker with 2, Guy Fawn with 2. And the free throw was good for Overmiller. So 13-7 with 6:42 to go here, third quarter. Second free throw, good. So Obermiller, 3 points in the game, all those coming from the free throw line. Stevenson going to inbound it, and now he gets it back after he gave it off to Brokaw. Across the timeline, a little hesitation dribble there by Stevenson. He's used it up, and he'll get it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker working against some pretty good pressure there by Obermiller, and has it stolen away on the backside by Jake Fowler. Fowler comes up with a steal, and he is slowed down as he gets across the timeline. Still has his dribble. Will hand it off, cutting through his Kierkegaard. He'll kick it off. Here's a three by Ackerman, and he hits the three. Jesse Ackerman strokes in the three, and Adams Central has a 10-point lead and a timeout for the Crusaders. 17-7. Adams Central with the lead. Grand Island Central Catholic with the timeout. We're back after this.
Val and Jolsey, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You want a high-octane, up-and-down, high-scoring game? 10 points sometimes is just the natural flow of the game. One team has a 10-point lead. It's just the natural flow of the game. It doesn't feel like much of a lead at all. Right now, a 10-point lead in this game feels huge as Adams Central leads it 17-7 with 6:13 to go in the third quarter. Now, sure, there's 14 minutes left to go in the basketball game, but, folks, we've already played almost 20 minutes or 18 minutes, and so far, Grand Island Central Catholic has scored only 7 points in that time. So to make up 10 in the amount of time that's left, that's a lot of work to do here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They will face some full-court pressure here. Guy Fong gets the inbound, so he'll give it to Stevenson. And Stevenson is picked up man-to-man here by Adams Central. Adams Central is not willing to sit on their laurels here as they're still pressuring the basketball. They give it left side. Crusaders have it over there and kind of Darren Jackson Buck to shoot. Or check that, rather, but Stevenson to shoot. And we'll give it back out here on the left side for Stevenson again. Stevenson finds a backdoor cutter, and he goes off the hands of Harry Heidelk and out of bounds. That'll be another Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. Tyler Kierkegaard to toss it in. He'll get the Fowler. Fowler kind of in the corner there. Stevenson will pressure him a little bit, but Fowler handles the ball well enough to dribble through that being in the corner. And he'll get it across the timeline. Bounce pass on the baseline for Obermiller. Obermiller, nice bounce pass. That's a layup for Jesse Ackerman. They double-teamed Obermiller, and Obermiller with that bounce pass to set up Ackerman. And the lead is out to a dozen here for Adams Central. Across the timeline is Stevenson. Stevenson gives it off on that left side. Three-pointer, a little bit too strong here for Heidelk. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Crusaders. Trying to track it down on that far side was Weens. He couldn't quite get his hands on it, and the Crusaders have to drop back on defense. They are down by a dozen, and Adams Central trying to add to the lead. And again, at least score-wise, pace of the game-wise, this one's very similar to the matchup these two teams had when they played back on January 19th. That was a game that was won by Adams Central by 20. Fowler has it. We'll work it back around the perimeter. The score of that game was 47-27, and that's kind of the pace that we're at now. Might even be a little bit lower than that. Obermiller picked up there by Heidelk, and Heidelk steals it. Heidelk comes up with the basketball, brings it across the timeline. Now top of the circle, they'll get it off for Stevenson. He'll give it left side. Shoemaker's going to fire a three. It's no good, and rebounded by Kierkegaard. That was a good look there by Shoemaker after they had the turnover, but the shot would not fall for the senior. Fowler across the timeline, kicks left wing. Ackerman now is just going to hand it right back out here for Fowler. Fowler bumped, but kicks out here for Kierkegaard. Again, the officials have done a nice job of kind of setting what is and is not a foul, as there was a little bit of contact there, but they didn't call it ticky-tack because it didn't have any impact on the game. Now they do because there was a hold there as they bounce pass it in for Obermiller, and Obermiller was held. So that'll be another foul here on Grand Island Central Catholic and the second personal foul on Harry Heidelk. The inbound in the corner for Ackerman on the inbounds, and he hits a three. Jesse Ackerman, 2 3-pointers in the quarter. He's got 8 points in the quarter, and the lead is 15 for Adams Central. They lead it 22-7. Heidel gets it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn in a little trouble, kicks it out. Here's the three, top of the key, and rattling it in is Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson getting the answer back here for Grand Island Central Catholic. That makes it now 22-10. Finally, Central Catholic is in double digits. Ackerman for another three, rolling around, and it comes out. That did everything but go down. Rebounded by GICC across the timeline is going to be Heidel. Heidel's going to kick it off on the left side. Looking inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn has it, but he's outside the lane. They double-team him, and they're going to say that he shifted his pivot foot a little bit. So the sophomore turns it over. He really didn't have anywhere to go there. Once they entered the ball into him, Fowler double-teamed him. And Overmiller had great position with his body. And now they inbound the basketball here to Overmiller. Overmiller across the timeline. It's going to be a reach on Heidel. That's going to be his third. Knocked the ball loose, but just kind of had a high dribble when they blew the whistle. I didn't know if they were going to call a carry. I didn't think it was. They call the reach, and so that is going to be the third foul on Heidel. Brokaw is going to come in for him. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Patriots in control here. They lead it by a dozen. Entry pass down low for Ackerman, and Ackerman gets the bucket and the foul. Guy Fawn has picked up his third foul, and Ackerman, they inbounded it. They double-teamed the ball. Ackerman bounced out into the lane immediately, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. He's got 10 points in the quarter. And he'll try to finish off a three-point play to give Adams Central a 15-point lead. Once again, they led briefly by 15 a moment ago. Their free throw is up and good. Ackerman in rhythm. He turns the net inside out. 25-10, 2:53 to go here, third quarter. Adams Central hoping to advance to the district finals. Brokaw's got it. Brokaw's going to lay it up and in. He broke immediately after the pass to Guy Fawn, and then a drive down court, nobody shutting off Brady Brokaw, and he laid it up and in. That one was probably a little too easy from the Adams Central perspective, but the Patriots still lead it by 13. And we got a timeout here for Adams Central. Zach Foster calls timeout. 2:31 to go, third quarter. 25-12 Patriots. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, every time Adams Central goes out and builds that lead up to about 15, Grand Island Central Catholic finds a way to answer back. Stevenson hit a three a little bit ago. That breakout inbounds play that set up Brady Brokaw. But those have been the only two buckets that Grand Island Central Catholic has had here in the second half. And so they find themselves in a pretty good hole. They trail it 25-12 as Adams Central hoping to get one step closer to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. And so they control their own fate. In fact, they can work themselves up in terms of wild card points and get an okay seed, because taking a look at some of how the other district finals that were going up there, they could be seeded fairly well at the state basketball tournament. But they got to get there first. Fowler facing a little bit of pressure by Stevenson, but brings it across the timeline. And he'll kick it off into the corner. That's Derek Shuck, who checked in a little bit ago. And Shuck runs into a little body contact, and I think that's going to be on Guy Fawn. And that is going to be the fourth foul. Oh, they gave it to Shoemaker. They were both there. That's three on Shoemaker. That's a bit of a problem, too. Shoemaker has three. Guy Fawn has three. And Harry Heidelk also with three for Grand Island Central Catholic. Inbounded for Blake Overmiller. And Overmiller has the top of the key, and he's going to be called for the push. A little bit of acting and a little bit of a push. Brady Brokaw was there defensively and certainly was not a block, that's for sure. And so Overmiller creating a little bit of space there is going to be called for his second personal foul. Stevenson across the timeline. We'll give it off on that right side. And right now, Grand Alexander Catholic moving a lot quicker offensively. Three-pointer, no good. Kierkegaard pulls down the rebound and then lost it. Had it and then lost it thanks to a little bit of pressure being put on him there by Phoenix Stevenson, who dived down after the miss. So now the Crusaders are going to inbound it. Stevenson to toss it in. He'll throw it into the corner here for Weans. Weans back around the perimeter to Brokaw. They give it off on the left side. And seven in the game. That was about the top of Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn had to be careful. He didn't want to pick up his fourth foul. And so Stevenson across the timeline. 13-point lead for Adams Central. Guy Fawn, loose ball, picked it up near midcourt, kicks it off right side. Here's a good look at the three. No good. Rebound by Adams Central, and Fowler comes up with a loose ball. A couple of Patriots ran into each other, and Overmiller was able to kick it up to Fowler, and Fowler is fouled. A little bit of a hand check there. With 1:09 to go here, and that's going to be now 6 team fouls on Grand Island Central Catholic. Third personal foul on Phoenix Stevenson. You know, he might as well have 3 fouls. Everybody else does. Inbounded for Fowler, and Fowler, yeah, he walked with it. Yeah, the way he had his, when he caught his feet, he corrected his foot, and he ended up having a little bunny hop there. It wasn't a lot of movement, but enough for the travel. Stevenson gets it after the turnover for Grand Island Central Catholic. Try to get it inside for Guy Fawn. It's knocked away. Nice steal there by Ackerman. Ackerman gets it up ahead here for Overmiller. Ackerman knocked it loose. Overmiller picked up the trash. And now Fowler will give it off the top of the circle for Ackerman. Ackerman near midcourt gives it to Overmiller. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Overmiller with the dribble gives it off for Fowler. Fowler a little penetration, being triple teamed. And he'll find a cutter. Driving in is Overmiller, and Overmiller is fouled on his way to the basket. So Overmiller, who is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, is going to head to the line and shoot 2 here. He was driving hard to the basket. And after that triple team, Adams Central senses that they had some numbers. And Overmiller cuts in hard, fouled by Shoemaker, his 4th, and the free throw by Overmiller. So the senior, Riley Shoemaker, has 4 personal fouls with 36.9 to go. And again, this is a pretty young Grand Island Central Catholic team. But Shoemaker, the lone senior, is in peril of having his career ended, and maybe even a little bit prematurely with the foul out. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Heidelt. And then it's taken away momentarily by Adams Central. Kierkegaard took it away, but got his feet caught up and trying to pass it out, and he turned it right back over. So we'll just swap turnovers here. And now Grand Island Central Catholic won't face much pressure. They bring it across the timeline now with 28 seconds to go. They trail it 28-14. Pass on the right side. Here's the 3. Too strong. Guy Fawn. Rebound. Power dribble. Shot. Bucket and foul. Nice little jump stop. He used that power dribble, got him some space, and now he'll try to have another 3-point play. That accounts for all 3 of these points after this juncture of the ball game. The foul is on Kierkegaard. That's going to be his 3rd. He'll come out as Fowler was out just ever so briefly, and he'll come right back into the game. And Guy Fawn will step to the line. Checking in here for Grand Island Central Catholic, Grant Harding. They don't want Riley Shoemaker to pick up a cheap foul here. Free throw is up and good for Guy Fawn. 28-17. That'll cut the lead down to 11. Guy Fawn's going to come out. They're going to protect him a little bit too. As coming back in the game is Jackson Buck, and we're going to have a hand check near midcourt. And the hand check's going to be on Grant Harding. More than just a little hand check, it was slowing him down. So a 1-1 with 16.1 to go. Adam Central is going to send in Levi Cermak into the game. Derek Shuck checked in here for the Patriots. Also for the Crusaders is going to be Alexander Allen. So Fowler to the line for the front end of a 1-1, and it is good. That's his first point of the day. Adam Central hasn't been in the line a lot, but they've got 1, 4, 5, 6. They're 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Not bad. And that number gets a little bit better as Fowler hits both ends of the 1-1. And he'll come out of the ball game with 16.1 to go in the quarter. Anthony Niederklein going to check in. Ball's inbounded to Brokaw. Across the timeline for Grand Island Central Catholic. 10 seconds left. With it is Brokaw. Brokaw picked up by Niederklein. Gets it off right side and a little ball fake. Got Derek Shuck in the air, and when he landed, he committed the foul. 4.9. That's only the third foul. 4.9 to go in the quarter. Third foul against him as a team. Inbounded through the hands, Rowetter. It's stolen away. Shuck with a layup at the buzzer. Rolls around, and it's good. Derek Shuck puts an exclamation point on the third quarter for Adams Central. The steal, the layup, and they have their largest lead of the ball game again. They lead it 32-17, a 15-point lead for the Patriots as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar. Jinx, you owe me a beer. And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Adams Central is 8 minutes away from advancing to the district finals. They lead it 32-17 here at intermission. And with the dribble, here is Jake Fowler as they've got the basketball to start the quarter. And they're going to be very patient. They dribble up, kick it on the left side. Fowler's going to get the ball right back. And he's picked up defensively there by Stevenson. And again, they're going to do what they can to kind of milk the clock a little bit. And on the dribble, milking the clock here, Blake Overmiller. Overmiller used it up, being defensive very nicely there by Brokaw. And a timeout here by Zach Fowler and the Patriots. Timeout Adams Central. They're forced to call the timeout because, well, of the pressure. So they call timeout here. 7:24 to go in the fourth. We're back right after this.
Val and Jolsey, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Adams Central got a little bit of the flavor of what Grand Island Central Catholic is going to want to do here. They're going to want to really put some pressure on, and they do. Fowler again facing some pressure, and he'll pass it on the baseline back around to Brown. And again, Adams Central very content to milk the clock here a little bit. Penetration here by Fowler, dump into the corner. There's Kierkegaard. And they give it right back out here for Fowler. Fowler is fouled, and now Fowler is going to go line for the front end of a 1-1. That's now 9 fouls as a team on Grand Island Central Catholic, and already with 7:08 to go in the ballgame. I think it's pretty clear what the strategy is going to be here. and that is milk the clock if you're Adams Central. If you got a layup, that's okay. Short of that, we want to take time off the clock. 16-point lead here for Adams Central as Fowler hits the front end of the 1-and-1. This will be the final 1-and-1 for the Patriots. Second free throw was up and good. He's got 4 in the game, all those coming from the line. 34-17, 7:07 to go here in the ball game. Phoenix Stevenson has the top of the circle. And again, the Patriots have gone with this man-to-man, full-court man-to-man pretty much the entire game. They've pulled it off at half-court quite a bit, but for the most part, they've gone man-to-man. A miss on the inside. Shoemaker gets the offensive rebound, and he'll lay it up and in. 9 in the game now for Riley Shoemaker. That allows Grand Island Central Catholic to put some pressure on, but they handle it, do the Patriots. Driving is Fowler, and Fowler gets it in underneath, and Fowler runs in the guy Fawn. Fowler is going to be whistled for the charge. That's a gutsy play there if you're Johanna Guy Fawn, because he's in some foul trouble, but he collects the charge against Jake Fowler. That's just the first on Fowler. On the dribble here is going to be Brady Brokaw. Brokaw drives, and he loses the basketball. Just lost the handle, and Jesse Ackerman picks it up. So Ackerman gets it up ahead here for Adams Central. And it's Overmiller. Overmiller will drive. Dish on the inside. Nice catch in there for Brown. Brown's going to skip it right back out here for Fowler. And Fowler, facing a little bit of pressure by Stevenson, will now dribble into the lane. Bounce pass for Brown. He'll kick it right back out here for Ackerman, and Ackerman's going to reset the offense. If you were down by a few points, there was a couple of opportunities for Adams Central to shoot there, but they were smart enough to milk the clock. Dribbling is Overmiller. His pass is deflected. Bill Gavers is able to track it down. It was last touched by the Crusaders. And so it is going to stay Adams Central basketball. Overmiller to toss it in. And he'll get it for Fowler. So Fowler slowly, and I do mean slowly, working across the timeline. Takes it in the corner. Kicks it out for Overmiller. Overmiller, entry pass inside for Brown. Brown lost it, and it's out of bounds off the hands of the Crusaders. Brown lost it, but trying to overplay the ball to make the steal with Shoemaker. Shoemaker actually ended up going out of bounds. Brown couldn't handle the ball, but it hit Shoemaker when Shoemaker was standing on the baseline. The inbounds, a shot up and good for Blake Overmiller. Overmiller getting position and just jumped back into the field of play. He was underneath the glass. He was inbounds, but underneath the glass, and just was able to back in and shoot that one off for a 17-point lead. Looked at the scoreboard wrong. Problems with my vision, not my math. Little block there, and Riley Shoemaker trying to get through there, working off a screen by Guy Fawn, and he was blocked. So Shoemaker fouled. Checking in is going to be Harry Heidelk. 36-19, Adams Central up by 17. Inbounded for Heidelk, 15-foot jumper for him, no good. Guy Fawn pulls down the rebound. They double-team him immediately, now triple-team. Nice jump stop. Guy Fawn shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped around. Guy Fawn keeps it alive. Up high for the rebound is Overmiller, and then Overmiller is fouled. I'll tell you what, Guy Fawn is not giving up on anything. He is still fighting, scratching, and clawing, trying to get his hands on the basketball. He has been working in there hard. But there is a foul. Overmiller is going to shoot two shots here, and the first one's up and good. He is 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Another free throw here, good. So 6 of 8 from the free throw line is Blake Overmiller, and it makes for a 19-point lead, 38-19. Again, Adams Central won by 20, their only other matchup this season. Heidelk on the dribble, right side, gives it out for Stevenson, back out to Heidelk. Heidelk to the elbow, gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker lost it, but it's because he was held. Now shut the clock off with 4.5 minutes to go. Well, the winner of this game will take on the winner of the C15 being played at York. Inbounded. Three-pointer by Weens is off the mark. Rebounded by Kierkegaard, who gives it to Fowler. On the dribble here is Overmiller, and we got a block that's whistled on Harry Heidelk. That's going to be his fourth foul. So a couple more free throws coming up here for Blake Overmiller. 38-19, 4:19 to go here. The foul on Heidelk, my apologies, is his fifth. So he's fouled out of the ballgame. Well, Milford and Centennial are playing tonight over in York. The winner of that game, that game will start at 7 o'clock. Milford and Centennial tonight will play at 7 in York. Winner of that game will be taking on, it would appear, Adam Central. The free throw is up and good for Overmiller. Second free throw is also good. So on the bounce here is going to be Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson gives it off on the right side here for Brent Weens. Weens works it back around. Weens gave it away. Now has it back. And on the bounce here is Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson gives it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn in the lane. 3 second count going on. Has to shoot it. Not a bad look. Rebound by Overmiller. And Overmiller is hit on the body. So that'll be a foul. We'll walk to the other end. And a couple more free throw coming up here for Adams Central, who are going to improve to 20-5 on the season. So they'll be advancing to take on the winner of the sub-district being played tonight in York. Free throw rolls around and is good. So Overmiller staying hot from the free throw line. One more free throw coming up for Overmiller, and he uses the whole rim on that one, rolls that one around, and in. 42-19, 3:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Directing traffic is going to be Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson gives it off for Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker with 9 points in the game. Shoemaker dribbles all the way down to the baseline. He's picked up there defensively by Matthew Brown, who's done a great job defensively. Around the perimeter we go. Weens has it. Weens gives it off right wing. A little ball fake there by Brokaw. And they'll get it off there left side. That's Weens. Weens for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn triple teamed in the lane. Extra step, and they're going to call him for a push, creating some space. And that is going to be the fifth foul on Johanna Guy Fawn. So Guy Fawn has fouled out of the game with 3:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. That'll finish his night with 6 points. And he has played hard throughout, but Adams Central has done a great job of shutting him down. They have pretty good size. It isn't so much that they're tall. They got a lot of 6'3 kids, but they're just so physical. They don't give up any ground to Guy Fawn. Overmiller gets the inbounds, and he'll get it back out here for Fowler. Fowler across the timeline. Kicks it into the corner. There's Cermak, and he'll work it right back out here for Overmiller. Overmiller and Cermak playing a little catch. Overmiller's got it right now. Overmiller picked up defensively by Weens, and he'll take it top of the key. Kick it off the left side here for Fowler. Fowler back out for Stevenson. On the right wing, they'll get it off here for Cermak. Driving is Overmiller in the lane. Nice pass inside for Brown, and Brown's going to lay it up and in. That may put the exclamation point on it. It's 44-19. 2:39 to go. Don't forget, we'll have our second game of a rather unusual doubleheader tonight, as we'll have coverage of Sandy Creek and Fillmore Central later on tonight right here on the Breeze. A miss on the inside, offensive rebound, bucket, and I think they're going to count the bucket and the foul. They're going to say that it was on the shot. Yes, it was. Not on the rebound, but on the shot. So the rebound here for Riley Shoemaker, and Shoemaker will try to finish off a three-point play. The foul on Brown is just his second. And the Patriots will make some substitutions as coming into the game, Derek Shuck at the free throw line is Shoemaker. Shoemaker's shot is good. Again, Shoemaker, the only senior here for Adams Central on their starting lineup anyway. They get the ball over to Levi Cermak here for Adams Central. Back out for Jake Fowler. 2:13 to go here. Adams Central in control, 44-22. And with the basketball is Overmiller. Overmiller being harassed there by Grant Harding. Overmiller from the 15-foot mark is going to kick it off here for Shuck. Shuck's going to kick into the corner for Cermak. Back around the perimeter we go. Right now, Adams Central content to play a little keep away. They give it to Fowler. Fowler, nice pass inside. Derek Shuck is going to lay it up and in. Nice pass from Fowler. He had it top of the key and just snapped it right through the lane there. And found Shuck, and Shuck, okay, you know, I'll shoot a layup. I know we want to work the clock, but scoring's good is good too. And Harding will kick in the left side here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Minute and a half to go here. On the dribble is Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker in the lane, floats, takes it off glass, and it is good. 14 in the game for Riley Shoemaker. And across the timeline is going to be Derek Shuck. Shuck splits the defense, gives it top of the circle here for Cermak. He'll kick into the corner. Now getting it back is Shuck. And another timeout here for Adams Central. Patriots call timeout. They lead it 46-24 over Grand Island Central Catholic. A minute 15 to go. We'll be back with the final 75 seconds right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, again, Adams Central will be advancing here. They lead it 46-24 in the final 1 minute and 15 seconds, and they have led throughout. They started the game on a 7-0 run. A couple times Adams Central had that lead cut down to 3 or 4 in the early stages of the second quarter, late stages of the first. But since then, Adams Central, the entire second half, has really asserted themselves. Anthony Niederklein gets the inbounds and then has it stolen away by Grant Harding. Harding lost it, gets it back out here for Jackson Buck, and it's ping-ponging around. Last touch by Grand Island Central Catholic and out of bounds. So a minute four to go here, and we'll try to get some of the changes that we have. As checking in the game is going to be Anderson. Tevin Anderson gets the pass up ahead, and he'll kick into the corner here for Levi Cermak. Cermak back out for Shuck. Shuck picked up their defensive lead by Grant Harding, and Harding's going to be whistled for a foul. So to the line for a couple of free throws, going to be Derek Shuck. Shuck has 4 points in the ball game. He was part of that exclamation at the end of the third quarter, the steal and the layup that gave them a 32-17 lead at the end of the quarter. The free throw by Shuck is up and good. And with 52.8 to go, it's 47-24. Shuck's second free throw, also good. And a moment ago, they checked Riley Shoemaker out of the game, and the senior is hugging his teammates and coaches as action goes on the far end. The senior will be wrapping up his career here tonight. They trail at 48-24. Adams Central has the ball tied up. The possession arrow is pointing to the Grand Island Central Catholic, so the Crusaders are going to inbound it. Checking in, Garrett Sittner here for Adams Central. And the ball on the ground, saved by Adams Central. It's stolen away. Anderson, nice pass up ahead, shot in the lane. Will not fall for Anderson. And then the ball's tracked into the corner, pressured there by Sam Lindblad. They'll get it back out here for Jackson Buck for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jackson Buck kicks out. A little penetration here by Devin Buck. Devin gives it off left side. Here's Grant Harding for a 15-foot jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders with 15.2 to go. And Alex Keller to check in here for Adams Central. So a little high fives for Sam Lindblad, who came out of the game. Inbounded here for Anthony Niederklein. Niederklein gets it up for Marcus Brown. Marcus Brown up for Tevin Anderson. Anderson kicks it off on the left side here for Sittner. Sittner on the dribble is going to be pressured there by Devin Beck. And that's going to do it. Time runs out. Adams Central doubles up Grand Island Central Catholic, a final of 48-24. And again, Adams Central really just simply took control of a game from beginning to end and really ended any chances the Grand Central Catholic had of an upset with a strong third quarter where they outscored the Crusaders 22-12 in the quarter. And again, they held them only 2 points in the first quarter, extended their lead by a dozen in the third. And so they win this one by a final of 48-24. Adams Central dominating from beginning to end. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show. We'll take a look at the numbers and hopefully be able to talk with Zach Foster from Adams Central, as well as members of the Grand Island Central Catholic coaching staff. We'll do that when we continue with our post-game show right after this timeout.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Aurora. We have wrapped up the first of two games here on The Breeze, 94.5, as we wrap up the C16 sub-district basketball tournament. And Adams Central not really pushed in either game here in the tournament. They blew out Central City in their first game, and here tonight they double up Grand Island Central Catholic, a final of 48-24. And glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball right here on The Breeze, 94.5. Real quick, let's look at the numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic. Leading the way for them was the senior, Riley Shoemaker. He finished with 14 points on the night. Johanna Gaifon finished with 6. He fouled out with 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter. And I'll tell you what, Adam Sumter did a great job of shutting down Gaifon as he finished with only 6. Phoenix Stevenson hit a 3 for his 3 points, and Brady Brokaw with 2 points as well. So 14 for Shoemaker, 6 for Gaifon, 3 for Stevenson, and 2 for Brady Brokaw. For Adams Central, they were led tonight by Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman with 13 points, 11 of those in the third quarter when Adams Central just put this game away. And so he finished with 13. He's the leading scorer. Blake Overmiller, solid performance, too. He finished with 11 points in the second half, 12 in the ball game. So 13 for Ackerman, 12 for Overmiller, 7 points for Tyler Kierkegaard. Off the bench, Derek Shuck chipped in 6. Also 6 points from Matthew Brown and 4 from Jake Fowler, as Fowler was a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Adams Central out-rebounding Grand Island Central Catholic by 7, according to my numbers. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic turned the ball over 15 times compared to 10 for Adams Central. So a lot of extra possessions here for the Patriots. And they shot a little bit better. They were awfully, awfully good from the free throw line. I haven't totaled up all those numbers, but they have a huge advantage from the free throw line. There were 3 points scored from the free throw line for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they were perfect 3-for-3 from the line. but they only got there three times, obviously, each time finishing off a three-point play, and Adams Central got to the line quite a bit. Part of that was because Grand Island Central Catholic kind of forced the foul in that fourth quarter, and the Patriots shot so well from the free throw line, they did not give Grand Island Central Catholic the opportunity to come back in this game. Once again, our final, it is Adams Central 48 and Grand Island Central Catholic 24, and we're going to take a quick break, hopefully be able to talk with either and or both coaches as we continue with our post-game show right after this timeout.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Aurora High School. Let's give you an idea of some of the coverage of sports that we have coming up for you in the next few days here on our network of stations. Right here on The Breeze, coming up in just a few moments, it'll be Sandy Creek taking on Fillmore Central in a district final. The winner will head to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, and Sandy Creek certainly needs to win that game to punch their ticket for Lincoln. Fillmore Central might be able to slip in with a wild card. They're currently third in the state in terms of wild card points right now. But again, Fillmore Central and Sandy Creek coming up. That game is scheduled for a tip right at 7 o'clock here from the Aurora Sports Complex right here on The Breeze, 94.5. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight, it is the C19 sub-district final at Grand Island Northwest as Kearney Catholic is taking on Gibbon. That game is scheduled to start around 7 o'clock, and so pregame will be starting in about 15 minutes here. And then tomorrow will be the D24 sub-district final at Gibbon, Axtell, and Giltner. That will also be at around 7 o'clock. I misspoke. My apologies. That will be the game tonight. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll have coverage of the state dual tournament going on in Kearney. Hourly reports from about 9 in the morning until about 5 p.m. Live coverage of the afternoon finals beginning at around 6 o'clock on our sister station, Superstation, ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. We'll have those live reports for you tomorrow as well on ESPN Plus. That first the dual tournament hourly reports will be going on, and then we'll have a report around 11:30 or so for the morning session, and as that we'll have live coverage of that wrapping up as well. So a lot of changes because of the snowstorms, and tomorrow we'll have coverage of a couple of games up in the greater northern regions as well, because the snowstorm has changed our schedule so much that in fact, I'm looking at the wrong sheet here. I'll try to get that updated for you here in just a little bit. I thought I was looking at one sheet and actually looking at the other, so I'll make those corrections. But we will have coverage of the state duels tomorrow on ESPN Superstation as well as on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow we'll have hockey right here on The Breeze, 94.5. And then, of course, next week we'll have coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament. And obviously, we have to find out who all is there, exactly what that schedule is going to be. But also on ESPN Superstation, our tradition of covering every state championship game will continue a week from Saturday from the Devaney Center for the very last time. The tournament being played at the Devaney Center, at least the finals anyway. Not sure exactly what the reconfiguration. I don't think they're going to have basketball in there anymore, but who knows? You never say never, but it certainly will be the end of an era with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments wrapping up at the Devaney Center. Once again, our final in this one, 48-24, Adams Central with the win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Still hoping to be able to talk with Zach Foster, the head basketball coach at Adams Central, and we'll take one last break, and if we can't hook up with the coach, I guess we'll just have to wrap it up without him. We're going to take one more break here. We'll take a minute and a half break. Hopefully be able to talk with Coach Foster after his team's 48-24 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're back right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, here's what we have coming up tonight and over the next few days right here on our network of stations. And we'll begin, first of all, as we mentioned, right here on The Breeze. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have coverage of the district final, the C-1-3 district final between Sandy Creek and Fillmore Central tomorrow. Right here on KLIQ FM, we'll have coverage of college basketball, Iowa at Nebraska. That'll be at noon. That game was moved because of the snowstorm. Also tomorrow, we'll have Green Bay at Tri-City in hockey. And then women's college basketball on Sunday, as Iowa will be in Lincoln to take on the Huskers. And then we'll have high school basketball district finals for you on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And obviously coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament coming up later in the week. And again, don't forget wrestling dual coverage on the ESPN Superstations tomorrow, as well as Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have reports throughout the course of the day on those. And tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we will have the sub-district final between Gibbon and Kearney Catholic. That'll start around 7 o'clock, again on 98.9 FM tonight. The State Wrestling Duels hourly reports tomorrow. And then we'll have the D-1-8 sub-district final, Loup City and Burwell, at around 7:50 for you tomorrow. And then we'll have high school basketball for you again on Monday and Tuesday, district finals, as again we'll have to take a look at exactly what those would be. And then on the ESPN Superstation, we mentioned the coverage of the wrestling duels, but live coverage of Session 1 finals will be around 11:30. Then we'll have the C-1-5 girls district final, Kearney Catholic and Ainsworth. That'll be around 5:50 tomorrow. And then we'll have NBA basketball, the Lakers and Dallas, for you on Sunday. And on Monday, we'll have high school basketball, the A3 district final, Kearney taking on Papillion La Vista if Kearney wins on Saturday, and obviously Papillion La Vista wins on Saturday as well. But that is our plan on ESPN, especially ESPN 1460. So again, with the snowstorm, it's really kind of changed our schedule, made things kind of a hodgepodge, and we're trying to cover it the absolute best we can. And glad we can have a doubleheader for you tonight, as so far Adams Central has kept their season alive with a 48-24 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And unfortunately, Coach Foster not able to make it up here in time for us to be part of our post-game show, so we're going to step away for a little bit. We'll be back in about 20 minutes or so as we'll begin coverage of our girls' district final, Sandy Creek taking on Fillmore Central, and we'll see whether or not the Cougars can make it all the way back to the state basketball tournament again, or whether or not Fillmore Central, number three in the state in terms of wild card points, whether or not they'll be able to get that automatic qualification by winning the district title. Sandy Creek and Fillmore Central for the district title coming up in about 20 minutes right here on KLIQ-FM. Once again, our final, it's Adams Central 48, Grand Island Central Catholic 24. We'll send it back to the studios. We'll have coverage of girls basketball in about 20 minutes or so right here on The Breeze 94.5.